I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 25th. A major water main break in Quincy will have major impacts on the morning commute today. Police say the intersection of Southern Artery and Washington Street is closed due to that water break that occurred last night. There will be no northbound traffic on the Southern Artery between Washington Street and McGrath Highway. Motorists coming over the Four River Bridge will not be allowed to turn right onto Southern Artery and will have to continue onto Washington Street. The break occurred just after 10 o'clock last night at Southern Artery and Pond Street, but repairs couldn't begin until daybreak, and police say the repairs are expected to take most of the day to complete. There is an effort underway to repeal the recent salary increases approved for the mayor and city councilors in Quincy. A new grassroots group of citizens called Adjust Quincy is trying to collect the signatures of 8,000 registered Quincy voters and demand that the city council either repeal the raises or put them to a vote in next year's city election. The group says those raises were pushed through without adequate public input and that the raises are exorbitant. The city council approved an increase in the mayor's salary from $150,000 to $285,000. It increases for city councilors from $30,000 to $44,500. The citizens group says state law allows for the raises to be repealed or put to a vote if 12% of registered voters in the city sign a referendum petition within 20 days of that raise approval. That would mean 8,000 signatures are needed by July 8th. The group is conducting an online effort to gather the signatures needed. A community meeting will be held tonight regarding plans for a new Squantum Elementary School. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the current Squantum School. Preliminary work on the new school will begin this summer, with construction of the new school set to begin next year. Right now, the new school is expected to be ready for students in the fall of 2027. Officials handed out free water bottles to residents after people in several South Shore communities reported dirty water coming out of their faucets. People in Hull, Hingham, and North Cohasset have reported the brown water. The water is being retested. Experts said issues with the Ware River water system are linked to last week's heat wave. They said sediment sitting at the bottom of the pipes was stirred into the water when usage increased. Hingham and Hall town officials distributed bottled water yesterday. Hingham residents were able to acquire bottles at Hingham High School and Hall residents at 671 Nantasket Avenue. Officials said it will take time for the water color to return to normal. Crews in the area have strategically been flushing hydrants to help remove discolored water from the system. State health officials said the water is safe for washing and cooking, but not recommended to be used for baby formula. The defense rested its case yesterday in the Karen Reed murder trial, and closing arguments are expected this morning. Both sides are expected to get about an hour to present their closing arguments, after which jurors will begin deliberations. The closing arguments and deliberation will take place nearly 900 days after John O'Keefe's body was found. Reed is accused of hitting O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow. She claims it was a cover-up by law enforcement. Attorneys for Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of murdering his wife, Anna, and dismembering her body, returned to court yesterday for a brief hearing. 39-year-old Anna was last seen alive January 1st of last year. Brian Walsh was arrested in January of last year and indicted last March by a grand jury on charges including murder, misleading a police investigation, obstruction of justice, and improper conveyance of a human body. He is being held without bail, but was excused from attending the hearing yesterday. During yesterday's hearing, attorneys provided the judge with an update on their discovery process. The prosecution said the state DNA lab expects to finish testing on about a dozen items by the end of the month. Walsh's defense said they expect to be ready to begin filing motions in late summer. A new hearing was set for October 2nd. Attorneys said Walsh is expected to attend that hearing. Governor Healey yesterday issuing an executive order meant to safeguard access to emergency abortions as her administration girds for U.S. Supreme Court rulings this week that could further unravel reproductive care options across the country. Healey's order, which coincides with the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, emphasizes Bay Staters' rights to emergency abortion care and affirms the Commonwealth Shield Law, protecting providers and out-of-state patients who receive abortions here. Massachusetts hospitals could also lose their licenses if they do not provide emergency care outlined in state and federal law, and insurers should cover emergency abortion care, according to Healey. The executive order was driven by a pending case over whether Idaho's abortion ban conflicts with federal law requiring certain hospitals to provide necessary stabilizing treatments. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy recently inducted 29 South Shore residents into their Maddie Lang Hall of Fame. The volunteers were honored at a volunteer appreciation night held at the Quincy Masonic Building on June 13th. Duncan Joy in Childhood Foundation was also honored at the event for their outstanding commitment to volunteerism and were named Interfaith's Community Partner of the Year. A volunteer force of more than 130 community residents help support Interfaith's programs. Volunteers serve in a range of capacities, including serving on the board of directors, taking on weekly food pantry and bureau drawer thrift shop shifts, and assisting at Interfaith's annual Stop the Stigma 5K and Feed the Hungry Gala fundraising events. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 260 points. The NASDAQ fell 192. And the S&P lost 16. Asian stocks were higher. The euro rose. Oil is up to $81 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays at Fenway last night 7-6. Play again tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today. Sunny and quite warm. High of 88 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy. Low 61. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. The high of 90 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy. A high of 84. And sunny 78 on Friday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, become westerly later today and a high tide at 2:55 p.m. Sunrise, 5:08, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 25th.